This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line. Put in the code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some more Power World news. We got some Helldivers 2 news as well, and what's going on with Call of Duty. But today, we begin with EA, and they are insisting, according to IGN, that Iron Man will still be a game. So that's after they brought in Motive, and that way they could be working on the Battlefield franchise. But the Motive Studio General Manager, Patrick Claus, did say that there were a group of developers from Montreal, and they're joining Ceridian, DICE, and Ripple Effect, so that way they could unlock Battlefield. And they were the directors who did work on Motive's Dead Space remake. But as far as what Iron Man goes, Klaus did say in a blog post, quote, "In parallel, development continues to move forward on our Iron Man project, led by Oliver Prolux," that's the executive producer, "and Iron Fraser, creative director," end quote. But further quote, "The team made excellent progress this year, hitting major internal milestone and laying a robust foundation for the journey ahead. Iron Man remains an important priority for Motive, and I'm very proud of the work we've accomplished so far." Now, Iron Man was announced back in September 2022, and that would be an all-new single-player action-adventure type of game. And that was the first of the three Marvel video games coming from EA. Now, back last October, it was confirmed that Iron Man would be using Unreal Engine 5. But in February this year, EA said that they did plan to lay off about 670 workers. So that did happen. But we'll see if the game does come out. Now, Kotaku did say that the Ori devs are not making a third game, at least not right now. And that's the Moon Studios, who made Ori and the Blind Forest, and the sequel, Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Now, the action RPG is set to launch this month on April 19th, but Moon Studios did talk with Game Informer, and it was the co-founder, Jenny Coral, and he believed that the Ori series story is complete after the Will of Wisps. Here's what he said, quote, "I think we're pretty happy with where it left off. I think we were able to complete a story of Ori. It's a complete arc now. If you play both games, it is a complete story. So if you felt like the only way we would come back to Ori 3 is if we were more to say, more story to tell. There's no story left for Ori." That's what they're saying. Now, if you do like more story, Starfield may be for you, because BG 24/7 did say that there's a new DLC for Starfield. Well, there's a bit of a Reddit post, or it was reported by IGN, said that TankGirl444 did talk on Reddit. So here's what she said, quote, "This mod is meant to be comprehensive rethink change addition to the outpost system, its production systems, and many other aspects. The idea is to turn the outpost system to an immersive space colonization simulator using elements from the game's core lore and story." So there'll be a new DLC. Will it be called Settled Systems? Don't know. We shall see. And we'll see about the warnings too. Helldivers 2 did warn against the rogue items. SVG.com did say that. And that was through Reddit. Because the Arrowhead Game Studios CEO, Johan Philisteed, did turn themselves into characters in the game. And the devs did use some roles to lie about the in-game events. They would deliver some items that would tear the community apart. As it turned out, that the Arrowhead Games, essentially a role-playing game on its own. But they did it again. Because now there's a bug in the game, and they turned it into a galaxy-wide talking point. In fact, what they put in their Discord was, quote, "Alert, rogue item detected," further quote. "The Ministry of Truth has a confirmation that a rogue item called the Catalog Expansion is temporarily visible in the ship management menu. In accordance with regulations, we instruct all hell divers to avoid the rogue item until further notice. The Ministry of Truth cannot confirm the reliability or safety of this item, nor can they confirm its origin. So they did have a warning. Be careful in there. Okay. Now, might want to be careful about this too. PC Gamer did say it. Blame them. Call of Duty, Godzilla and Kong Beast Club could cost $80. Yeah. Well, that is, of course, if you look at the $80 glove costs, which would work with the in-game points, and that's okay. Now, they also had a bit of a melee weapon as part of the collaboration, and you can only buy the Beast Club melee weapon, which will cost about 2,400 COD points, but with everything that is considered, that 2,400 equals about $20. But if you want everything from it, it'll cost you about $80. Or that would be a lot of grinding. Now, one of the Reddit users did say, quote, sorry, I'm not reading the name, quote, I had a lot of spare money to spend, so I decided to go ahead and get the Beast Club from purchasing all four Godzilla Kong bundles, and holy blank, it was not worth it. The only plus side are it counts as a Mastercraft blueprint that's unique and spec'd, and the joy of punching enemies but doesn't do anything special. I thought it would at least ragdoll the enemies, if not corpse launch them. And some people were not happy about that anyway. More or less, they agreed with the Reddit user. And some people are agreeing with this move, because Nintendo Switch, the OLED, somebody added a mod to it, because now they're getting 4K visuals. Yep. This comes to us from NintendoLife.com. And they found something from WCCFTech.com. In fact, they were talking about the YouTube account Naga, because they've been busy at work tweaking the specs on their Switch OLED. And they were modding the console to switch from the standard ROM modules to higher frequency of 4GB modules. And that's doubling the power and the process. Now, some of the games are hard capped at 4GB of RAM, which would render the mod ineffective. But The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom was pushed to the 4K resolution, mainly because there was a lot of overclocking, and they did the demo Breath of the Wild at 4K 60fps, which is pretty good. People are looking to update their stuff too. But two things came for Power World. One is a bug, because the update did break the multiplayer data, according to GamesRadar.com. And the new game update for Power World was bad for Xbox players, because Pocket Pair did say, don't load the multiplayer data. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Well, yesterday, a new update was live, and that was exclusively for the Xbox Series X and X players. And the update did release the raid boss, Belignor, for us PC players last week. But what Power World said on Twitter, quote, in the Xbox version 0.2.0.6 that was released today, we've confirmed an issue where multiplayer save data was not being loaded correctly when a multiplayer save data from an older version is loaded. The issue is currently being investigated by the development team. In the meantime, we apologize, but please do not try to load multiplayer data on Xbox. Yep, that did happen. But, yeah. We'll see what happens when I log in. But yes, the boss did drop in Power World, and somebody just melted that boss very quickly. More like a team did. It was a player that was named Not QP, and he's tried to do some tactics that would melt the boss down, because the boss was at his home base. And once he got the boss out to the base, he took that boss down. Now the boss that does have 294,000 hit points. So, if you want to take the boss on, Belignor, good luck. Oh, I did speak about Helldivers too, didn't I? Well, I got a little bit more news about that, because according to PushSquare.com, Helldivers 2 players can get their platinum trophy. Here's what Helldivers 2 say on Twitter. Quote, somehow the automatons returned. As suspected all along, the previous bot force was merely a vanguard. The massive fleet has now begun an assault with Cybertron and the surrounding planets. Helldivers, hold back this unprovoked invasion. The fight continues. Complete that part, you get platinum. Now, PC Games N did say that there's going to be another shooter, and it's called Children of the Sun. It is part FPS game, and you'll be a young mask-wearing sniper where you're trying to avenge your parents because they were virtually destroyed by a mysterious Eponius cult. Okay, shoot away. On PS4 blog, did say that the read-only memories, Neurodriver, from Midboss and Chorus Worldwide Games, will be coming out May 16th. So go and enjoy that, if you would. We shall see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Yeah, I know that's the end of it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Bye!